Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yo!
This morning,
yeah.
Get up, go to my living room,
mm-hmm.
Look out the window.
Your beautiful view?
Yes. And I was looking north, saw a bleeping falling star.
No
I saw
way.
A falling star. I know.
That's
I saw
there
was like this bright ass light, and it went streaking down for a little bit, and I was like, is that a falling star? Is that a falling star? Then it goes. I was like, oh, that was a falling star. I gotta make a wish.
You have to make a wish.
What'd you wish for?
Well,
$1 billion.
Oh, I wish I would have thought. Well, you had to think really fast, you know. I think when a falling star happens and you make a wish, it has to be pretty instantaneous.
Does it have to be during the moment?
I'm thinking so. You can't just sit there and think about what you'd wish for. It has to be like, was that a falling star? Okay, here's my wish.
You get a brief 3 seconds to make that wish?
Yeah, and half of that time is looking at that bright light in the sky and being like, are we being attacked by North Korea? Or is this a falling star? Oh, thank God it's a falling star. Here's my wish. Gotta say it fast, like when you blow out your birthday mm-hmm. candles. I wasted it.
What do you mean you wasted it?
The immediate thing that came to my mind when I saw the falling star this morning at 3:38 over what I'm guessing is like the Sonic in North Kansas City. It was about right in that area. I wished for world peace. World
what?
Peace! That's what came out of my brain. That's my wish.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Because we love to nerd out. And man, does it take a long time every day to put together this day in history.
Seriously.
God. It's like an hour task every single day.
But there's a lot going on.
Right. And I think it's important to know what's going on, you know, on this day in history, what mm-hmm. shaped us to become what we are today, locally, nationally, musically.
Musically, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we do this day in history at 6:25. If you're in the car now, I think you pretty much know that. But if you miss it or if you want to hear it every day, we've got it on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcasts. We podcast the entire show at the end of the day. Chris puts it all together, takes mm-hmm. out the music.
Because that's illegal.
Mm-hmm. And puts it up usually before 10 a.m. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I hope y'all got your voting sticker yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a sticker.
But you voted?
Sticker? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get the sticker, Chris.
I just left too quickly, I think.
Oh, really? I'd love to stick you right there.
Mm. Here you go. Here's your sticker. That's make sure you tell everybody that you voted.
Mm-hmm. Put it on your cat.
Did you do that?
No, I saw somebody do that on Instagram. Oh, okay. That was hilarious. I was like,
adorable.
That cat voted. Anyway.
Would that be voter fraud?
Probably. Anyway, I went into that. I started thinking way too deep into that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things on the ballot, of course, was KCMO voting to keep Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard name or change it to Paseo again.
Oh, boy. And the residents spoke.
They did. 69%
mm-hmm.
of voters said back to Paseo.
I'm so excited for that. Paseo is one of the most enriched historical roads we have.
And that's the reason that they wanted to change it back. They're like,
yeah.
Come on, if we're going to rename a street in Kansas City to honor Martin Luther King Jr., can it not be Paseo, please? Please? There's been so much history. I'm like, I got this one near where I live called, like, Petticoat Lane. Change that. That has nothing happens on Petticoat Lane.
How about, like, 63rd Street? It spans the entire city.
Sure, if you got
a
number.
Right, one of those numbered streets?
Yeah.
No one's got an emotional connection to 63.
Right. There's so many other places that you could call Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. As we're one of the major cities, one of the few major cities that doesn't have one. That was why they changed it earlier this year. But no, the history of Kansas City. Kansas City loves Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Can't change the Paseo. You cannot change the name of the Paseo to historic. But also with all the, that's the one voting thing where I was up last night looking. Like that was the big deal.
That was the biggest news.
Well, because we already have Sharice Davids. Plus I can't vote in Kansas City and mm-hmm. Kansas. So, but Chris, you're going to have all the voting results.
You betcha.
Coming up with the news at
everything.
7 and 8. Mm. It's a responsible job for a responsible guy.
Yeah, that'd be me.
That'd be you?
Music. World. Local. official holiday, we're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
It was a very important day in history 100 years ago in Kansas City, as well as we finally met the goal of $2.5 million to achieve to get the Liberty Memorial.
We did it!
Well, our grandparents, great-grandparents
yeah,
did
we
it. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. But first, music history.
Music history. On this day in 2008, thanks to internet voting, Rick Astley wins Best Act Ever at the MTV Europe Music Awards. Quote, "We've been well and truly Rickrolled," the show's producer says.
Am I the only person that never got Rickrolling? I never Rickrolled anybody.
I got Rickrolled. I never Rickrolled people.
Okay, yeah. But I never understood it. I'm like, all right, there's a song from the olden days, from the 80s. Anyway.
On this day in 1999, Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Rotten broadcast one of the first online radio shows, which is called Rotten Radio.
And it was a four-hour webcast where he let callers and guests say whatever they wanted to, free of censorship, because there is technically no censorship on the internet yet. Internet radio. You can say whatever you want. The show lasted until August of 2000. It's only a little less than a year. But that's more than most radio shows.
On this day in 1976, Blue Oyster Cult lands their biggest hit as Don't Fear the Reaper peaks at number 12 in the U.S.
And the song Don't Fear the Reaper, not about suicide, but about reuniting with loved ones in the afterlife.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
And the psychic that I went and saw a couple weeks ago, she said that pets go to the afterlife too, just so you know.
Did she tell you that after you told her you had a cat?
No, before.
Okay, okay, good.
Actually, she said it when my friend did her thing, so I was like, good. Yes, 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 I can be with Blanche in the afterlife.
On this day in 1975, the Sex Pistols play their first ever gig, opening for the band Bazooka Joe at St. Martin's School of Art in London.
I just watched this awesome documentary on Hulu called Who Killed Nancy? It's about, you know, Sid supposedly killing Nancy. There's a third person involved in all of that, and the whole documentary, Who Killed Nancy on Hulu, was basically interviewing all the friends and recreating the situation and people that were even in and out of the room the night that Nancy Spungen died. So it's a very interesting
documentary. I'll have to watch that. It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, Who Killed Nancy on Hulu.
Hulu, okay. On this day in 1964, Greg Graffin, frontman for Bad Religion, is born in Wisconsin. So happy birthday, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
In regular history, on this day in 2018, British actor Idris Elba named People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. He had something interesting to say on Ellen about it.
It's going to be hard for you to give it up next year to somebody else.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my philosophy on this, all right? It says Sexiest Man Alive. So as long as I'm alive, I'm still sexy. So...
Good point.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Wrong.
It changes every year.
Doesn't matter.
He has to
Snow Cone.
Snow Cone.
Snow Cone is the sexiest man alive.
Snow Cone.
Snow Cone. Yeah, I know you're listening, boy. Mm-hmm.
On this day in 2012, U.S. President Barack Obama wins the election to serve a second term. On this day in 2005, the fourth Harry Potter movie is released, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
The rules are absolute. The Goblet of Fire constitutes a binding magical contract. Mr. Potter has no choice. He is, as of tonight, a Tri-Wizard Champion.
It becomes one of the most successful films of the year, earning almost $900 million.
My personal favorite Harry Potter movie.
That one?
Yep. On this day, in the year 1990, about 20% of Universal Studios' backlot in Southern California was destroyed in an arson fire. Here's a news reporting on it.
It could be a scene out of Gone with the Wind. Instead, it's the backlot at Universal Studios on fire. Fanned by 50-mile-an-hour winds, 5 acres of the world's biggest and busiest movie backlot goes up in flames. In all, an estimated 20% of the wooden facades were destroyed.
Okay, so a security guard started it.
Oh,
a security guard started the fire.
Stop it.
Lighting a cigarette. Lighting a cigarette, a security guard lit that fire that destroyed 20% of Universal Studios' everything, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison in January of 1992 for ruining all of that stuff.
On this day in 1966, the first entire lineup televised in color on NBC.
Hey, program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I don't know how it's possible, but that sounded like it was color.
That sounded like color?
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
It was just vibrant.
Vibrant. Whee! Yes, that's a word I was going to use. On this day in 1947, NBC's Meet the Press debuts. It's the U.S.'s longest-running TV show. On this day in 1935, Edwin H. Armstrong announced his development of FM broadcasting.
Okay.
Thank you, Edwin.
So, I tried to understand how that works. My brain shuts down.
FM broadcasting?
Any kind of broadcasting. Any kind of how our voices go through these little microphones into the air, invisible, into the radios. I tried. I was like, all right, I'm going to understand it this time. I'm going to get it. No, but my brain shuts down.
Mm-mm.
My brain has no idea how... Well, geez, what in what year was that?
1935.
1935, someone came up with how the hell to make our voices invisible and go through stuff and speakers and da-da-da. Nope.
Brain, give my it up brain on that up. One.
Yep.
On this day in 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for the electric shaver.
Okay, so his idea of creating an electric razor happened when he was exploring for gold and he hurt his hand and he found it difficult to shave. So he's like, oh, I got to make this easier. How am I going to make this easier? All right, I'm going to come up with an electric device that does it.
Laziness. Laziness creates all inventions.
Well, could you... Do you use an electric shaver?
Yes, that's all I use.
Okay.
I say I don't use...
So is that lazy?
I am very lazy, yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yes.
Just checking.
On this day in 1894, William C. Hooker received a patent for the mousetrap.
I know we're not talking about the board game here, but I don't care because I came up with... the list of the best-selling Amazon board games. Did you ever play Mousetrap, the board game?
Yeah, it takes forever to set up, and then you play it, and it's kind of eh, you know?
One person gets to do the one thing that the whole game has been building around for hours and hours.
Yes, exactly.
And if it screws up, then everybody loses.
Exactly.
But the best-selling board games from Amazon, I put the top six because the sixth was Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Love that game.
You just... That's it. That's all you. Yep. That's Hungry Hungry Hippos. That's a game. Codenames is the fifth most popular best-selling board game.
Never played that one.
Me neither. Guess Who?
Love Guess Who.
Catan?
No idea on that one either.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
And Connect Four is the most popular selling game on Amazon.com as of
Connect
this morning.
Four.
Yep. Connect
okay.
Four.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
None of the games though you really do any thinking, like Risk.
Yeah, I didn't play Risk.
No, me neither.
Monopoly was my game.
Of course.
Money, buying things, being able to tell people, hey, you owe me this kind of money. That was my game.
Boardwalk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Buying Boardwalk. That's the key. On this day in 1879, Canada celebrates first Thanksgiving Day.
How do you feel about that?
About Canada celebrating it before us?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel about that. They got to it first. That's okay. We get to everything else first. Canada can have Thanksgiving.
Because it falls on the calendar. First?
For them?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, because ours is at the end of the month.
Right.
You're upset about that?
No. No. Just because I feel like we kind of glorified that holiday in general and have built it up to such a huge thing, the Macy's Day Parade and all of that kind of stuff, that it kind of feels like it's our holiday. But it's all right. It's fine. Canada can have it once, you know?
We stole it from Canada. What you just said is a total misconception that most people think that...
Really?
That they took... Thanksgiving from us, but really people were settled in Canada way before they were settled up here, and because of that we took Thanksgiving, the idea of Thanksgiving, from Canada.
Is there anything we haven't stolen? I feel like that's just our thing.
That's
it's
America.
Just stealing everything and claiming it as our own.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we do. But yeah, Canada, I was like, oh, why the hell did they get to go first? Oh, because they came up with it.
Damn.
Like 100 years before we started celebrating Thanksgiving as
okay, well, good for you, Canada. Thanks for that one.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1861, the inventor of basketball, James Namath, was born. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in local news, on this day in 2018, our buddy Charisse Davids.
She's been on the show
Holland
multiple times.
Are the first Native American women to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Red state of Kansas, where Charisse Davids has defeated incumbent Congressman Kevin Yoder, who is seeking a fifth term, a pickup for the Democrats in the state of Kansas.
A true underdog story right there. Love it. Yes.
She literally goes, hey, I'm in town. What are you doing? You want to talk on the radio? She just She doesn't have to be here.
No.
She's just like, hey, I'm bored. What's
up? You're Charisse Davids. You sure you want to come in and do the radio with us?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's amazing. Anytime you want to come back in, girl, you know, you got an open seat right here where Dustin is sitting right now.
I'll move. Don't worry.
Okay. And 100 years ago, Kansas City history, the front page of the Kansas City Star. It's a big day, but we'll get to the biggest thing in a moment. Two youths were given penitentiary sentences in the criminal court today. They held up two downtown stores. Terrence Street, which is actually the name of a human being, was 19 years old and sentenced to 2 years for stealing 28,000 cigarettes from the Westport Pharmacy where he was employed. The boy said he sold them later at a shop near 14th and Main for $70, which equals out to about $1,000 in our time. Now the big news. Kansas City has once more shown the stuff that it's made of. To raise a fund of $2.5 million is an achievement possible only in a city of extraordinary resources, initiative, and public spirit. Among the first steps now, this is talking about the Liberty Memorial Fund, because in 9 days we raised $2.5 million.
That's insane to me.
Banks donating like tens of thousands of dollars, people throwing quarters in, and all of a sudden we've got enough money for the Liberty Memorial Fund. Among the first steps will be to obtain an architect who will recommend the site for the Liberty Memorial and design a plan. It's expected that the architect will be chosen before January 1st. So we know where that goes as well. There's a contest involved. Came together, unlike any city, and raised $2.5 million for the Liberty War Memorial.
Nice.
And now they've got this big old bag of cash, hopefully sitting in a bank somewhere. And just
they just need an architect.
Now they need an architect, and they are ready. They're so proud of our boys that fought in the war. Unfortunately, of the 400 lives in Kansas and Missouri that were lost in World War I. And they wanted to make an amazing monument to those people, and they did. We'll get to the more history with that coming up. But we have unofficial holidays.
Unofficial holidays. So since today, on this day in 1861, the inventor of basketball, James Namath, was born. Mm-hmm. Today is unofficial holiday, basketball day.
Yeah. Very different back in the day.
It is also Stress Awareness Day, Eating Healthy Day.
Yeah.
National Nachos Day.
Why would it be Eating Healthy Day and National Nachos Day at the same time?
Thank you. Why do you put those two things on the same day? Because you know which one I'm going to pick.
Healthy.
And it's also, no.
Right.
Nachos 4 days. And it is also saxophone day.
Saxophone. Do we have a song that there's a saxophone in?
I'm sure we do.
What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, I'm turning this down because we got to do this. What is the song that we have a saxophone in? There's a saxophone, so it's not your M83 song, is it?
You were right. I'm the one who made you doubt yourself.
No, that's okay. We're a team. We're a team, buddy. We're a team. People were texting in that Down by Marianne Hill had a saxophone in it.
Mm. I don't hear it in there.
No, we just previewed it. That song is so simple. It's only got like three things going on. There's a weird voice thing, but it's not that. So, in honor of National Saxophone Day... The only song that we can think of right now that has a saxophone in it that we play. Didn't you win bangers with this?
Yeah. And people were upset that I picked this for bangers.
Yeah, somebody was like, haven't you been to a restaurant in the past 50 years?
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I'm responding to this guy from Craigslist.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, more you're Craigslist
doing,
friends.
Yeah, you're doing the news. Chris, you're going to be telling us about all the voting and all the results from voting yesterday. So,
you betcha.
I feel like I could get a little head start on my email right now. It's this guy from Craigslist, Lonely Mechanic.
Okay.
I found his ad. I was looking for a friend.
We've gone over this, Jordan. Your Craigslist friends typically don't pan out, but
yeah, you've
made some friends over the years
of
Craigslist.
I have made friends.
And off of things like Craigslist. So we're going to keep giving them shots. So let's see.
I think this one's legit.
It's a mechanic?
It's a mechanic. Okay. His ad on the community part of Craigslist said, quote, lonely mechanic.
Okay.
Lonely mechanic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know?
All right. You know, it's
he just
always...
wants to tell you what he does and his hobbies and things like that.
Absolutely.
But also that he's lonely, so he might need some friends.
Right. And it's always good to have a mechanic friend.
I've always been that mechanic friend, so I understand that.
All right, so this is what his ad said. Quote, I'm a lonely mechanic looking for a female friend who loves to drive stick. Has it been a while? Are you afraid that you don't know how to do it anymore? Let me give you a driving test. Winky face, John. So it has been so long because I got rid of my car in like 2013 that was a stick.
Yeah.
And I do miss driving stick.
Yeah.
I miss driving stick, so I wrote him back.
Okay.
Well, I'm writing him back right now. What do you think about this? I'm going to hit send. Dear John, It's been so long since I've driven stick. I miss it so much. It's been 6 years, and I miss the power that I feel when I'm driving stick.
Okay.
Also, as a mechanic, I was wondering if you could check under my hood and give me a tune-up if I need it. How much do you charge?
Hold on.
What?
What? You're talking about a car here?
I am. Yeah, we are.
So is he. Let me hear John's one more time.
I'm a lonely mechanic looking for a female friend who loves to drive stick. Has it been a while? Are you afraid that you don't know how to do it anymore? Let me give you a driving test. Winky face, John.
Okay, why the winky face, though, John? Okay.
And maybe he's got a real nice car with a stick shift.
And now you're saying that you miss the power.
Yeah.
You feel...
Oh, yeah. When you have a stick shift, you've got your hand on that thing and you're just like... Nar, 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 nar. You can pick when you want to go to different places with the car.
And under the hood, you want him to check under your hood?
Well, yeah. My car's making a little funny sound. So I was like, all right, well, if this guy's a mechanic friend. As a mechanic, I was wondering if you could check under my hood, tune up if I need it. It's going to be winter.
You know how you have trouble picking up on sarcasm?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another thing you're having trouble picking up on. Euphemisms.
Jordan?
Driving stick.
I love you. I don't think he's talking about a stick shift.
Well, what the hell could he be talking about then?
Well, Chris and I both have one of these and you don't.
Girlfriends?
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
All right, Dustin, you have inspired us for Mortified today. It's been a minute since you've been here on a Wednesday, so thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Stacey,
glad to help.
Stacey Moody is out meeting her favorite band or whatever, and she'll be back tomorrow. So stoked that you're here.
Thank you.
Filling in. You brought in for Mortified. I gave you the whole world. Because you haven't been here on Wednesdays in a minute, and you brought in an old MASH game.
Yeah. I felt like, and I had to ask you because I didn't know, I'm not trying to be mean, but I didn't know if this was like a generational thing or what it was. And you
everybody's played MASH.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Stop it,
parents,
Dustin.
My parents, Laszlo's parents, Laszlo's kids probably play MASH.
Yeah.
This is the game where
Seamus McFly played MASH.
Is that an actual TV show reference?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
The great-great-grandfather.
There
whatever.
Was a TV show called... there was a TV show called MASH. Anyway, mansion, apartment, shack, house. We all know this game. We've all played this game in school. And we came up with... You had, what, four of your own categories, and then the Buzz family added two more?
Yeah, I had four categories with four under each. And then the Buzz family's like, hey, how about these two? And we just went ahead and stuck those on there.
We sure did. So Chris and I both filled ours out like we were 12, because that's the age that you were, Dustin, when you filled out your original MASH bracket. And so the categories that we have are partners, career, city, cars, self-defeating behavior, thanks to Stephanie.
Yep.
And how you die, which is a very popular one with the Buzz family text line. So what I'd like to do is... start with you, Dustin. You'll read all of yours in the categories. Then we'll do you. Then we'll do me. And then we'll do a song. And when we come back, we'll have the results because somebody else is going to fill out our MASH board. Mm. So we're going to find out. This is the history of our lives. This is it.
Let's go all the way back to 2009, 2010, 12-year-old Dustin. Under partners, I have Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Transformers was really big.
Megan Fox.
I put Jessica Rabbit. Ooh. I loved that movie. That was my like cartoon crush, all right?
Oh, yeah.
But Katy Perry, I'm pretty sure that was right around the time when she had the bra that shot out whipped cream. That would be
firework.
And I was middle school boy. So and then we put Justin Bieber on here because, you know, we're middle school boys. And
right.
What if you end up with Justin Bieber?
Dead.
So
yep.
Under careers, we have millionaire, because that's a job.
Yep.
Baker. Yeah. Pro baseball player, high aspirations. I didn't even play in high school. And then bum. So I could be a millionaire or a bum and, you know, be dating Katy Perry.
Right. Well, or Bieber.
City, I put Colorado because I'm a moron.
Well,
and
we were young.
KC, because, you know, easy one. St. Louis, I'm not sure why I wanted to live there.
Not the bad one, right?
Yeah, you always have to put a bad one in there.
Right. Well, and then I put Detroit, and I'm assuming that's because I listened to a lot of Eminem at the time.
Okay, there you
but
go.
But now looking back... that's probably the bad one. Cars. I got Mustang, My dad drove a Mustang. I'm assuming that's why I had that. Mm-hmm. POS, which we all should know what that stands for.
It's on my list.
It is. Lambo, because you can't actually spell Lamborghini when you're in middle school. Mm-hmm. And Ferrari with, I think, two extra R's.
Still can't spell Ferrari or Lamborghini, and I'm 37. Okay, what about the
Yeah, I added my self-defeating behaviors.
From when you were 12.
I put angry, stubborn, manipulative, and egotistical.
Jeez, that sounds like my dating profile. Okay. And how you die.
Death. And these would be ones I would have came up with in middle school. Pulled apart by horses.
Ooh.
Having skin torn off. Cooked alive. And then in your sleep. Because I was really like, you know what? If I'm going to go out, I need to at least have one that I'm pulling for. And in your sleep is my one.
Wow.
That I'm really hoping for.
All right. So we are playing MASH for Mortified. Dustin brought in a MASH game board from 2009 when he was 12. Chris and I came up with our own. Well, we went back in the headspace of being 12 years old.
Yeah.
And what is on your MASH board?
All right. Chris? So my partners is Reba McEntire.
Okay.
Kate Winslet.
Ooh. Mm.
Titanic would just have been released. And of course, Topanga, Boy Meets World.
Yep.
Okay.
And Mel B from the Spice Girls.
That's nice. And you were 12 in 1998.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So these are 1998 versions. Okay. Keep going. What about careers when you were 12?
I did a report in sixth grade on wanting to be a neurologist, so that was added to it.
Nerd.
And these two are actually true. Funeral director and radio DJ.
Oh, my God.
Wanted to be those when I was 10 years old.
Look at that. Not on my list at all.
And my last one for that is librarian.
Okay. Naughty librarian?
Yes.
Okay.
City.
Mm-hmm.
Lanford, Illinois, where the Rose Connors live.
Mm-hmm.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Okoboji or Nantucket? I used to watch Wings a lot.
Oh, yes, Wings.
And for cars, a Jaguar, Mercedes, Mitsubishi, or a 10-year-old Rolls Royce.
Oh, damn. I thought the Volvo was going to be on
high aspirations when you were
I didn't know about Volvos back then. I didn't like
I
that until later on.
Good, yes, because we are filling this out as if we were all 12 years old. It just is we were 12 at different years. All right, keep going.
Self-defeating behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, thinking nobody likes me. Either a people pleaser to the self-harm of myself, a perfectionist, or a blamer, blaming all my problems on other people.
Okay. And how you die when you're 12 years old, when we're filling out MASH boards right now.
Being hit by a cannonball that was fired to celebrate my return home.
Okay.
Having a surfboard on my convertible hit a car, spin around, and break my neck.
Specific.
Swinging a baseball bat so hard it ruptures your bladder and it causes sepsis. And then falling down a chimney into the furnace after mistaking the chimney for a balcony.
You were dark as a 12-year-old.
We knew this. All right, so I was 12 in 1994. So this I filled out my MASH board as if I were 12 years old. My partners, Young Simba.
Young Simba.
Yes!
Yeah, Young Simba. O.J. Simpson was big in 1994.
Oh, okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Alone. Just nobody.
Oh, see, that's you've got to add that one. There's always got to be that one that makes you go, please don't let me get that one.
Yeah,
but out of your options, I think that might have been the...
For career, permanent cast member on Jerry Springer, female baseball player, teacher, or stripper.
Nice.
For cities, Old Orchard Beach, Maine, never leave home.
Oh.
Juneau, Alaska. That sounds like hell. Los Angeles or the moon.
The moon
is a city.
I like the moon.
The moon is a city. Somehow. I don't know. For cars, Jeep Wrangler, DeLorean, school bus, and POS, nothing.
Of course,
basically.
DeLorean.
Number five, self-defeating behavior. Obsession, self-sabotage, procrastination, and substance abuse. Sounds like every single thought in my head. And how I die, overeating until I explode, spontaneous combustion, sucked into an airplane engine, never was born.
Never was born?
Yeah. Oh. This does sound like dark 12-year-old Jordan. So what we're going to do is we're going to hand each, pass it to the left.
Pass it to the left.
Pass it to the left. Okay, perfect. And we are going to fill out these MASH boards while this song is on. And then when we come back, we will tell everyone our 12-year-old fate for... Mortified.
Good.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
I feel like going with a throwback with this one since we were young when we filled out these boards. We're supposed to be young, so we're going old school with fun.
Tonight.
Dustin, you brought in an old board, an old MASH board, which we've all played the game, mansion, apartment, shack, hotel, or house. Sorry. And this is back when we were 12 years old. You did it originally when you were 12.
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
And then so Chris and I filled ours out like we were 12. So I was 12 in 1994, and Chris was 12 in 1998. So let's start out with Chris.
Let's see what I ended up with.
Well, you got five little circly thingies, so okay. It counts to five. So your life, according to MASH, is... Chris, you're going to be living in a mansion.
Yes.
With Mel B.
Fantastic.
As a funeral director.
Okay.
In Langford, Illinois.
Okay.
Driving a Mitsubishi. With the self-defeating anxiety that nobody likes you.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're going to die when a cannonball hits you that was fired to celebrate your return.
Oh my man.
That is how MASH ended up for you.
It started off great, and then it went downhill quickly.
You ready for yours, Jordan?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, you're going to have a shack. Your partner is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, God! Ooh.
But don't worry. You're permanent on Jerry Springer. That is your career. You're going to be living in L.A.
Well, yes.
Driving a DeLorean.
Okay, thank God.
Your self-defeating behavior is obsession.
No, yeah, that's true.
And you're going to die by getting sucked into an airplane engine.
Ooh, pink mist.
Damn! That sucks!
So you got...
That sucks!
That's about a 50-50. That's a 50-50.
No, I'm married to O.J. Simpson, but I have a DeLorean.
And live in L.A.
Well...
If it's any consolation, getting sucked into a jet engine hurts not at all.
Yeah. How do you know? Anyway. All right, and Chris, you did...
Dustin's.
We redid yours so we could all play along because your MASH board from when you were 12 was already filled
Dustin,
out.
You are also living in a mansion.
Yes!
With Justin Bieber.
Oh, you're married
that's
to
cool.
Justin Bieber.
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But the mansion is in St. Louis.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You are a little egotistical.
Fitting.
You don't have a job. You're a bum.
I'm living off Justin. That's cool.
You drive a Ferrari.
Nice.
So that's...
I mean...
And you'll be cooked alive.
Damn. Man.
Who got it worse?
I live in St. Louis, which sucks. I'm going to be cooked alive, which sucks.
Yeah, honestly, I'm married to O.J. Simpson, and I'm going to die when I get sucked into an airplane engine. But you live in St. Louis, so you got it worse.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Lots of things were decided on by voting yesterday in our local area. Chris, you've got the highlights.
Yes.
Hit us up with those, please.
Buckner is deadlocked on their 1% sales tax increase. Again, 145 people voted yes. 145 people voted no. There will be a recount by hand, but they don't expect the results to change. And a deadlock means that it does not pass. No tax increase for Buckner.
I was hoping for a duel. Who votes for a tax increase? I understand. Yes, I do understand. It's for good reasons. Yeah. It's how places get better. But
the residents of Raytown voted for a tax increase for a 1/8 of 1% sales tax to fund their parks and their failing sewer systems.
You said that is a...
growing problem.
In Raytown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Too much water in the basements.
What else was decided yesterday with voting locally?
Well, the school zones, areas near Belvedere Park and Van Brunt Boulevard, along with a part of Hodge Park, is now going to be turned into school districts for the city to possibly make schools in the future.
Oh, nice. More learning.
More learning. Education. Yes.
The Kansas Constitutional Amendment, which previously said Kansas officials contacted the college students and military members and... individually asked them where they wanted to be counted in the state, wasting lots of money and time?
Yeah.
Well, they voted to get rid of that.
Yes.
Saving $830,000 over 10 years.
You can't hear my mouth open, but it just is.
And on to the mayoral races.
The mayoral races.
Daryl Franklin won the Mission Woods mayoral race with 49 votes.
What? That's it?
49 votes were cast and he won.
Damn, I'm running for mayor. Keep going.
Brady Lilia is the new mayor of Lake Quivira, and he defeated the opponent by 10 votes.
Ooh, each vote counts. You said that.
Absolutely. Michelle Disler is the new mayor of Shawnee with 58% of the vote. And with a landslide, once again, Jeff Harrington will be the mayor of Bonner Springs.
All right. Those were our mayors.
And finally,
yes.
The biggest decision in voting in Kansas City. With 69% of the vote, Kansas City has made its decision to keep the Paseo!
Save and keep the Paseo.
And keep the rich history of Kansas City alive.
That's right. We'll find another MLK Boulevard.
There are talks to find a new one, and my recommendation would be 63rd Street, because nobody should have an emotional connection to the number 63.
Right, they have never mind, I'm not going to go there. All right.
Sports.
This is... with Dustin.
All right, as reported by ESPN, on this day, November 6th, 1998.
What?
We love this day in history.
Why?
Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl. You ever seen The Waterboy? That's an actual report.
I thought this was going to be something ESPN. About Mahomes, man.
We'll get there. We'll get there. I do have Mahomes news.
You better.
I do have Mahomes news. But also in local news, the number 3 ranked Kansas Jayhawks lost to the number 4 ranked Duke Blue Devils 68-66 in what was a thriller. I watched it last night. College basketball officially started back up. So for a lot of people in this area, that's kind of a big deal. But KU did lose their first game. However, it's to a very, very good team. So that's okay.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes news. You want Patrick Mahomes news? Okay, yeah. So last week was Salute to Service Week.
Wait.
It's got Patrick to do with it. Salute to Service Week.
Does this have anything to do with him playing?
No. So last week was Salute to Service Week, okay? Honoring veterans and things like that. So Patrick Mahomes wrote a letter to an Army veteran named Scott, and here's a little clip of the video.
Dear Scott, I wanted to send you a note personally thanking you for your service to our great country in the U.S. Army.
I was in the military for just over 4 years. National Football League for me was hope.
I was thrilled to learn that your love for the Chiefs helped you get through your years on the front lines as well as when you transitioned out of service.
Things like this helps me believe in the American dream.
Go Chiefs!
Way to make me look like a jerk. Of course I appreciate our men and women in service.
Absolutely. And if you want to see the full video, there is a full video on the Kansas City Chiefs Twitter at Chiefs. It's about 3 minutes long. It's really touching. And like you said, it's one of those times where we took a week out. The NFL took a week out to pay tribute, salute to service. But just thank you to men, women, anyone enlisted, any families involved, anyone who's lost someone. Just a big thank you all around.
That's right. I'm with you.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Billy, has it really been a year already?
Yeah.
Since you've been here?
Yes.
I feel like I've known you for so much longer, but it's only been a year.
Old pals.
I know. Welcome. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're here to represent Thunder Gong.
That's right.
It's the third one.
Third annual. This Saturday.
That's right. And tell me a little bit about the Steps of Faith Foundation, which is the reason that you are putting on Thunder Gong.
Yeah, Thunder Gong benefits Steps of Faith Foundation, which is a nonprofit that I run. Started in 2013 when I was living in Nashville, Tennessee. The guy who owned the prosthetic place where I was a patient actually had established this 501c3. He wanted to help people that would come into his clinic that didn't have health insurance and needed new limbs to get back to work and back to life and back to take care of their family. And very long story short, I met him and it's like this job I didn't know could exist fell from the sky into my lap. And he tossed me the keys to a car with no engine in it and said, see what you can do with that.
What kind of car was it?
A Lambo.
Okay. All right. We were talking off air about MASH. Yep.
It was Lambo. Mm-hmm. By the way, I just want to say, I think it's valuable that I use my airtime to point out that the Seamus McFly reference really got me earlier.
Oh, no. Don't give him any points.
Well, I don't know who said it. Does one of you dudes?
It's Chris.
Chris
but that
said
was,
it.
That was some deep pop culture reference that I very much appreciate.
Yesterday was November 5th. So we did this whole Back to the Future quiz thing. Dustin is like a baby. You and I are at least in the same age group.
Sure.
And Dustin was born in 1997. So
right. He
is, he doesn't think that
Back to the Future's as culturally impactful as you guys do.
I understand.
Like for my generation.
You understand?
No, I mean, I
cut him.
No, I don't under, I mean, I understand why he would think that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, back to
Thunder Gong. Yes.
Yeah.
Back to so, Thunder Gong so, and the Steps of Faith
Let me underail myself here. So Steps of Faith Foundation. So I lost my leg to cancer in 2005. Unfortunately, lived to tell the tale and had health insurance, got the girl, limped off into the sunset, et cetera. So, Steps of Faith started in 2013. So, that's what Thunder Gong benefits. We're helping Steps of Faith be funded so that we can help these people all across the country. We help people in Kansas City. We help people all over the country
and
get back to work.
Limbs average from $10,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. The cheapest would be like $5,000. So how Steps of Faith works is we have relationships with prosthetists. That's the doctor, the prosthetic doctor, all over the country. And so we're kind of the middleman. And we have a relationship with one of the largest prosthetic distributors in the country. So what we're able to do is purchase the parts at wholesale. So we're able to help somebody from between, instead of $5,000, between $500 and $1,000.
That's amazing.
So a little bit of money goes a long way. So where does a lot of money go even further?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Steps of Faith does all day, all year, all over the country, based here in Kansas City. Thunder Gong is one night that consumes our lives for several months.
Yeah, how long have you been planning this?
About the day after the show last
really?
Year.
Really? It's a whole year
yeah.
thing. It seems to be. It's a huge event.
Yeah. So, so Steps of Faith, I feel really lucky, you know, I'm one of these people, you know, mm-hmm. and so that has needed the help and got it. And fortunately, Sudeikis is one of my best pals since we were teens, and he helped raise a lot of money for me. Even with health insurance, I needed to raise a lot of money back in 2006, and we did it. And so I had thought, like, wouldn't it be great if the next year we were able to do that for somebody else that needed this? And so anyway, we didn't do that. But yeah, 2013, Steps of Faith happens. And then in 2017, Jason and I came together and created Thunder Gong.
What is Thunder Gong? Like the name, like where did that come from?
So the name is kind of nonsense.
Okay.
I still have the note in my phone of all these name possibilities, all these crazy words. Jason originally, what it was going to be was I said, what if we did this thing and you hosted it and we had a house band and we had all these guest drummers, but it would be like, you know, well-known drummers. And we were talking about Dave Grohl and all these guys. And so, and he was like, okay, what if we called it Skins for Limbs? So that's like an old school slang term for the drums. Yeah. Oh, you're playing the Skins. Well, most people don't know what that is. And that just sounded weird. And,
okay,
and so, yeah, right. So we cut that one. And so I just was coming up with crazy names. I was trying to think of something that was like drum party, basically.
Okay.
Right. So,
yeah.
So I was real hot on for a long time. Radamacue Razzmatazz.
That's which, a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole billboard just for the name.
It really is. And so we were like, we can't afford that. So Radamacue is a drumming rudiment and Razzmatazz is a big party.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we ended up with Thunder Gong. Actually, it was going to be Gongs of Thunder.
And okay, that's good too.
Me and my pal, Micah Smith, who's one of my best pals, who does all of our branding for Steps of Faith and Thunder Gong, all the logos, all the imaging, brilliant designer and illustrator. Micah was like, Gongs of Thunder, got it. So he started working on the logo, and then he was like, okay, I've got the logo done a week later, and he was like, and it's Thunder Gong. I was like, oh, and I was kind of bummed. He was like, it just looked better. Just trust me. And then we saw it, and we're like, it is Thunder Gong.
It is such a powerful, beautiful looking name. Like, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what it's doing. Was there anything in there with the cowbell when you were tossing around ideas?
Oh, yeah. And actually, our sponsor levels, instead of like the gold, silver, you know, platinum or whatever, is cowbell is one of the sponsor levels. Cowbell, symbol, and gong.
Cowbell, symbol, and gong. There, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
It's like it writes itself once you finally like get into the idea.
It's on brand.
And this is a huge thing. I don't remember the answer to this question from last year.
It's
do you
all right.
like when it's called a variety show or you do not like
it? No, I refer to it as that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a concert,
mm-hmm.
but it has a bit of a variety show feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're there to raise money, but we're also there to entertain Kansas City, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's a unique thing that we get to do and that we put together. And, you know, Jason and I met doing improv comedy in 1995.
I know.
-2.
Dustin wasn't even born.
Man, I wasn't even a thought.
Nope. And so I got to get off everybody's ages here.
Dude.
I'm gonna move on.
No, I feel the same way, too. The reason that we have them is because, you know, there are kids out there that are listening to the show that are his age.
That's right. Got to stay relevant, kids.
That's right.
And,
even if it makes you feel old.
That's right. So yeah, Jason and I met doing improv comedy at Comedy Sports, now called Comedy City, here in town in 95. And so, point being, and we were both into music, and he's a hobby drummer and mm-hmm. loves to sing and loves all that kind of thing. And I was also, you know, I eventually became a professional musician and always in bands. So I think Thunder Gong, you know, doing golf tournaments and 5Ks and galas and like that as fundraisers are great and effective and tried and true. We don't do those because we don't know how. We know how to like be silly and put on concerts, you know.
Right.
We're show businessmen, if you will. So that's what we do. So it is kind of like a variety show, but everybody's playing music. But Jason's hosting, but he's also singing songs and helping us raise money and all of those things. And, you know, people know Fred Armisen as an actor, but also a musician.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and Will Forte and that, but there's also people like the Get Up Kids and Wynonna Judd who are just people know that they're musicians, you know. So everybody's playing music. Everybody's being silly. There is a lot of laughs, but there's also magic We have a magician, Derek Hughes, who's a world-renowned.
Yes.
You guys know Derek Hughes?
Really, yes.
The stand-up magician?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, he'll be here starting tomorrow.
This is a variety of everything.
So it really is. I mean, it's a very, lots of entertainment. Yeah.
And lots of cool things. I saw on your Instagram, there's a raffle for Thunder Gong Jordans.
Yeah, so local artist who's got murals all over the city and does a ton of stuff for Children's Mercy, painted a helicopter for Children's Mercy, Scribe, who's amazing. We have a lot of raffle items, so we don't do like a silent auction there. We do live auction off a song thing, which is crazy. Look up John Bovee.
Okay.
Which is, it takes a little too long to explain, but it's a bit that Jason and Forte used to do on SNL.
Okay.
And so we auction off a John Bovee song, which is always a hot thing. But
John Bovee.
John Bovee. Mm-hmm. They're a Bon Jovi opposite band. They hate Bon Jovi. So we do some John Bovee stuff, which is really fun. But we have what I like to call an extraordinary raffle. So we have a small handful of these amazing things that you can just buy a raffle ticket for, or buy a lot of raffle tickets for.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those things is Scribe has, what he did was we got blank Air Jordan ones, just all white.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so he did a pair, conveniently enough, this was not my idea, although I love it. This was a board member's idea. My buddy, Andrew, he painted a pair in my size.
Oh. Nice.
He painted a pair in Sudeikis' size, and it's a 3 of 3, and then the raffle item, and he and I are going to wear them, and there's all these pictures online already, and then the winner of the raffle, he will paint a pair just like Jason and I. It's the same design, just a slightly different tweak color,
right,
in that winner's size.
Awesome.
And
that
so
makes sense.
The crazy thing is, first year where someone Scribe posted it last night, and all these people were like, how can I throw in raffle for this if I'm not in Kansas City?
Right.
And I was like, well, we can't do that.
Ah,
and
then, damn.
But I hollered at my team, and we can do that.
Okay.
Nice.
And so I'll have to look this up. You text Scribe. Okay, you text the word Scribe to, I believe it's 44321.
Okay.
And so you can purchase raffle tickets. So you're donating to Steps of Faith. You may not win the shoes, but that's the whole point, right?
Right, of course.
And so and you can get a raffle ticket for really cheap, or you can buy a bunch for a little bit more money, that kind of thing.
And that's Scribe to 44321. And you can see the picture of yours
Instagram? If you look at our Instagram or Scribe's, that shows mine and Jason's. And then the all-white one with the details, of course, that will be yours. So yeah.
So you have a lot of big names involved in this. What about local businesses as well? I saw Crane Brewing. I saw so many people...
Yeah.
Adding to this.
So yeah, Cowbell, Cymbal and Gong sponsors. Yeah, I thank you for asking about that. We do have a lot. So the Crane thing is amazing. For the second year in a row, they have created a Thunder Gong brew.
Mm-hmm.
So in this year, they have it canned, and they're going to sell it year round. And we get a dollar of it from every case. They've already sold some. We've already got a nice check from them. It's amazing. And kind of like the Coke Santa packs, where it's Santa every year, but a different picture of Santa.
Sure.
It will change every year, the can.
Okay.
But the beer will remain the same, like the song.
That's
thank you,
amazing.
Led Zeppelin.
How does that make you feel?
Incredible. Michael Crane and Chris Myers, those guys are all, they've become really, really great friends, and it's an incredible thing. But yeah, we have all sorts of amazing sponsors that, you know, Hallmark and Alamo Draft House and Cameo and Advisors Excel. And we have a title sponsor there this year, which we're very, very thankful for, which is Hanger Clinic. Hanger Clinic is the largest prosthetic provider in America. We work not exclusively with them, but we work mostly with them because they're all over the country. We work with them every day. And, you know, they're the people, when you go to the prosthetic clinic, that's the people who's putting the parts on. Steps of Faith is the middleman. We're connecting the people that need the help with the people to help them. And then we're paying for it. But it's the men and women at Hanger that are donating their time. That's how it works. We're just paying for the stuff. They're donating their time to put these people back together and to get them back going again. So it's really a beautiful thing. So we have a lot of amazing sponsors. That's all on the website. We'll be talking about them. Yeah.
So when Jason rolls into Kansas City, do you pick him up at the airport? Him and his friends?
Usually. So that's funny. Because
you have an event tomorrow.
Yeah, I am picking him up at the airport. Okay. And someone was like, you don't have time for that. And I was like, do you know the amount of things I need to discuss with him? That's my number one priority. He's been in London working on a TV show for Apple. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I am picking him up tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. You're picking him up because you have an event tomorrow.
Yes.
We have the streetcar from 4 to 6.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we can talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
It was on your website, yes.
Okay, well, great. Well, it involves another radio station.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's all for a good cause. I don't care.
Yeah. So thank you. That's why I asked if we could talk about it.
Absolutely.
So we've done this thing the last 2 years, he and I, where we go on 90.9 The Bridge. Mm-hmm. And like the buzz, one of the things that makes Kansas City great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there we go. So we do that for 2 hours from 4 to 6. And that's tomorrow. You're
yeah,
right.
Tomorrow,
gosh,
4 to 6.
I need you. Will you just follow me around this week and tell me what's happening when?
You got
so,
it. Yes.
Thank you.
You may confuse me with Fred Armisen, though, because that is my celeb lookalike, because I always get. Man, that
you
laugh.
You said that
I was
last
trying
year.
Not to say it.
Okay. So, but this year we had other press outlets and TV5 and all these folks and the streetcar folks. Our friend Donna Mandelbaum at the streetcar was like, well, how do we help with Thundergong? And so our friend John on our team was like, what if we combine them? So that's what we're doing. So the streetcar will be parked in front of the Union Station stop. So that streetcar will be going, but we will be in a separate car that is parked in front of Union Station. There will be a PA on the streetcar because, newsflash, if you're talking in the middle of the streetcar and you're at an opposite end, you can't hear what people are saying.
Sure.
So you'll be able to hear what's going on, and then there'll be a PA out front. There'll be food trucks at Union Station. Wear some layers, and you can come hang out, and you can see us on the streetcar and hear what we're doing. It's going to be Jason and I and a lot of other special friends.
Do you know what you're doing yet?
That's why I need to pick him up from the airport.
Got it.
To talk about
awesome.
That.
This is going to be a big, huge weekend, and thank you so much for coming in to talk about Thundergong and everything that you do with them and with the Steps of Faith Foundation to help out. Last thing, where can people get tickets for Thundergong?
Please buy tickets. We want to sell it out. It's going to be great. There may be more artists to be announced. I've got a few that are teasing me and just continuing to raise my blood pressure.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Yeah, no,
Wednesday?
I was hoping like 3 days away? This one that is a big maybe. That I was going to be able to announce this morning, and I still don't know.
But, is it Taylor Swift?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, you never know. I do see her face over there.
If it was, you
know, it's funny.
You didn't tell me.
It's funny. I have a friend that plays with her.
No!
And so, but no, I reached out to him, and I said, I need to ask a favor, and I'm telling you right now, it's not about Taylor. That's how I started.
Okay, fine.
So, no, we'll see. I'll let you know. Maybe you can talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
But, what were we talking about?
Tickets. Yes.
Thank you.
Tickets.
See? Thank you. I need handlers and sleep and more coffee. Tickets, thundergong.org. Thundergong.org. You can also go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org. Those two link to each other. Or you can go to the Uptown Theater ticket box office and buy them there. Saturday night, show begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Again, tickets are still available. It's going to be a great night. And if you're coming, I promise you two things. You're going to have fun and be entertained. That's three things. Here's the third. And the third being your money really goes to truly help people and change lives. And we're going to tell stories of people that we've helped. And you can follow our social media and see the work we're doing. I mean, it really, your money pays off in every step that these people get to take that they couldn't take because they didn't have the money to afford the right tools. Every hug that these people can give with two arms now. I mean, it's a real thing. So thank you for letting me ramble on about this.
It's not rambling at all. This is an amazing thing that you do to help people become one again, you know, and like you said, hug when you can't hug. You don't think of those things when you're not personally affected by it, but it's such a reality.
Yeah. And it's not just a physical change. It's not like, well, that's convenient. Now I can walk again and go to work. It's like, well, no, it's a physical, emotional, spiritual, definitely financial 360 that doesn't even just affect the person and restore their hope. It affects their families.
Absolutely.
It affects their jobs. It affects everything. And it's really important. And I'm very thankful that I get to do this. And you know, losing my leg was the worst thing that ever happened to me, that kind of became in some ways the best. I wouldn't change it. And I just feel really lucky to get to do this. And I feel really thankful to get to talk to you guys about it. And if you're listening, please come on Saturday. It's going to be a really fun night.
All right. Billy from Steps of Faith, and you're talking about Thundergong. Tickets available, thundergong.org.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Billy.
Thank you.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Matt Mason, super, 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 super sold out at Record Bar.
Super duper sold out.
Like 2 months ago, you tried to get tickets, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
And you can't even get tickets.
I can't even get tickets.
You work here.
this is my job, and I can't get tickets.
Yeah, you've asked. I've asked for you. And they were like, nope, sold out. Super, super, super sold out. But why not see Matt Mason for free?
Thank you.
Right?
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks to Jeremy with the hiccup. With the hookup. Matt Mason is going to be doing a liquid lunch with her from 12 to 2 tomorrow. Guy Fieri's Taco Joint in the P&L. Awesome place. I've been there. Good. And Matt Mason.
Right.
Free.
Free Matt Mason.
Unless Jeremy's taking money for it. Are you taking money?
No.
No?
It's free.
Since the show is so sold out, if I stand at the door, can I take money?
Tonight?
No. Tomorrow for Matt Mason's liquid lunch.
I don't understand the question.
Can I charge people?
For liquid lunch?
Yeah.
No, it's free. It says so on the website.
Damn it.
It's free.
It's so sold out, though. Everybody's going to be there.
Well, I could make some money. Because it's free. That's why they're going.
I mean, $5?
It's free.
All right, fine, Jeremy. She's right. I'm turning her up. Tomorrow, Matt Mason is sold out at the Record Bar. But if you would like to see him, Jeremy's got him for liquid lunch. 12 to 2, Guy Fieri's Taco Joint in the P&L. All details, 965thebuzz.com.
Jordan Silver on 96.5 The Buzz.
What a day, friends. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Started out with me seeing a falling star at 3:38 this morning.
With the best wish you ever could have possibly done, Jordan.
It just came out. That was the wish.
You could have wished for us all to be billionaires.
I could have wished for a lot of other things, but of course that's my wish when I see a falling star, and it was my automatic reflex, and it was such a waste of a wish. Find out what we're talking about on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast, because every day we take the show, get rid of the music, put it all together, and upload it 965thebuzz.com/podcast for you to be able to listen to the show, any parts that you missed. Ooh, tomorrow. Dustin, you are at 3 wins with Forgotten Bangers.
I am. So I'm going to pull something out of left field and see if it sticks. Just going to throw some spaghetti against the wall and see what happens.
Okay. I have one that I've been pushing back and pushing back and pushing back. And I've been wanting to do. We'll see. Chris, your pick is awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to decide what to do. It was a Forgotten Banger to myself. And I stumbled across the title of this. I'm like, this is it.
I know. The second you told me what it was, I was like, damn it. I don't want to play my Forgotten Banger.
It's so good.
I know. I kind of want to change mine now.
It's so good. I might win tomorrow.
Well, his isn't changing. That's a very good one. So we'll do Forgotten Bangers coming up tomorrow at 7:25. Also, we have Meet and Greet plus sound check passes plus tickets to Bishop Briggs on Sunday.
Woo!
Don't touch her head. Don't touch her head when you meet and greet her. Don't touch
Please
her head.
Please don't.
Please don't touch her head. Yeah, we'll give those out tomorrow as well. And Stacey will be back. I'm sure she's going to tell us all about her trip. Like we care. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.